Good morning. Just the facts. Your Wisconsin crime update. Well, this was all over the news last night. Police investigating threats at the Brookfield Square Mall. This is a weird thing. We were at the mall yesterday. The Brookfield Square Mall. Nothing was going on.
During the threats?
No. There was nothing going on there at that time. And then we get home and like an hour later they break in and tell you that there's big police presence. Police said a threat is being investigated.
Yeah, and they interviewed other people at the mall that were working there saying, huh?
They didn't know anything either.
There was?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Next story, CBS 58. You've heard of babies being born in the backseat of cars along the freeway. How about a park and ride? The call came in 8 o'clock Friday morning from the park and ride, Landon and 41 in Germantown.
Germantown, they've been spitting out babies outside of hospitals all year long.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was
the
one
second
in,
one like in the last 5 or 6 months.
Was it McDonald's?
McDonald's?
Yeah. The woman was full term and a couple of weeks past due. She was in labor.
Ooh, a couple of weeks.
Yeah, and the firefighters who responded knew right away they would not make it to the hospital. Firefighter and EMT Andrew Mayer already saw crowning. The baby's head was rapid from the time I saw the water break.
Crowning! She's crowning!
She's crowning!
It was a 4 minutes from the time it water broke to the baby.
Two weeks late, that kid just wanted out.
Got to get that car detailed.
Yeah. Both mom and baby are fine. Baby daughter.
That's good.
Oak Creek Police Canine Officer Knox assisted in taking a briefly naked man. What does that mean? Oh, so he was naked just briefly?
Okay. I guess, or he was only in his briefs.
He was wandering around the yard, gain entry into the garage, and for a short time was nude. The resident stated he opened her storm door, was trying to get in unsuccessfully before settling on gaining entry into the garage. He was met by the police and their canine officer. Reportedly, he obeyed commands. The man had been suffering from a medical issue along with high blood sugar. See, that's why you got to watch the Pop-Tarts in the morning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Probably stick to something
more nutritious.
Like plain oatmeal or...
More nutritional.
Steel cut oatmeal.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's important. Why do they say steel cut?
I don't know.
I don't know, but don't
what
put any
mean?
Sugar in it.
Well,
maybe
then what's
some fresh
the point?
Fruit. Well, if we're trying to keep our blood sugar down.
I mean,
I planned on having oatmeal this morning, but then last night, of course, at like 1 o'clock in the morning, my smoke detector, my first alert smoke detector starts beeping.
Really?
Because the battery's low, and then they're all synced up together.
So the whole house goes off.
One in the morning. Oh, my God.
Don't you do the change when the time changes?
Just change.
No,
They're not hardwired?
Yeah, they are hardwired with a battery backup.
Got it.
With a battery backup. And when the battery backup goes down, and then you got to sync them all up. Yeah, that was fun. That was good.
Well, at least you weren't making anything like I was that time.
Yeah, that's
in the
true.
Morning. But then you just nixed your plans for making oatmeal this morning.
Yeah, because I didn't get any sleep, and I was like,
That was the tipping point.
My alarm went off this morning, and I was like, no, I didn't sleep at all. I'm sleeping another.
I'm not
gonna, I'm going 20 more minutes.
An extra 5 minutes for oatmeal?
No, 20 minutes.
Because my tipping point for not making oatmeal is the fact it's oatmeal.
Yeah.
Even steel cut. An 11-year-old boy was upset out in Waukesha. This is from The Patch. The 11-year-old was upset about a suspicious car driving around his neighborhood playing loud music, so he took matters into his own hands. According to police, the mother of the 11-year-old showed her a video. He recorded he was riding his bike in the area when the suspicious car drove by and yelled derogatory remarks at him. According to police, the man has regularly been cruising the area and playing loud music, so the boy recorded it, and the video showed the man yelling profanities. The person who called police wanted officers to advise the man on his language and his loud music. No word on whether they found the man and did just that. Oak Creek theft suspect leaves obscene drawings in his wake. According to police, they responded to a report. Man stole a bomb burrito and a package of cheese while leaving a crudely drawn picture of a naked woman on the floor at the Quick Trip on 13th Street. Employees were instructed to call the police when he returns.
What does that say about you when you can draw your own porn?
That you're artistic?
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
Creative.
Or, you're, you know.
Super talented.
Yeah, or there's probably a darker side there.
Maybe. Yeah.
you know, stick man porn, I guess you could say.
If that's what it is.
It could be.
I'm sure there's a website. If not, I'll buy the go to GoDaddy and buy it.
Get the domain for a buck?
Get the domain.
What is it? Stick?
Stickman porn. Don't go searching it.
Don't go searching it. You'll be in HR today. Is it true? Okay, and finally, an anonymous caller, for some reason, this is in Waukesha, believed that a woman picking at her skin was under the influence of drugs.
Oh,
7
yeah,
o'clock at
that
night,
could be.
Frame
yeah.
Park. Officers arrived. The woman looked at the cops and said, I'm peeling the dry skin off my legs.
Ew.
Well, you could. I mean,
you could. You get, some people are into that.
Sunburn and, you know, it gets dried out.
Or pick your scabs. Ugh.
That's a meth thing, though, isn't it?
How much sun have we had picking that you that skin. Sunburned? That was on May 28th.
Yesterday was, well, we didn't up until then. It was just nothing but rain.
Exactly.
Forever.
And ever.
And that's your weird Wisconsin crime update.